This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Political conventions are, of course, campaign highlights and rallying points for the party faithful, but they're also made-for-TV spectaculars. Take this week's Democratic convention in Boston. The executive producer of the event previously created the opening and closing ceremonies of the Olympic Games in Salt Lake City and Atlanta, not to mention Barbra Streisand's Millennium Concert in Las Vegas. So prepare for a carefully crafted extravaganza. Our colleague Melissa Block took a tour of the site inside Boston's Fleet Center to get a sense of the show to come.
In the hours before the convention opens, a few final touches are still being made. A wet paint sign stretches across part of the stage. 100,000 balloons, and yes, they are red, white, and blue, are suspended in nets high up in the rafters. An electronic banner stretching around the perimeter promises the journey begins here. For the workers, the journey began 6 weeks ago. After a union protest delayed construction for several days, they started transforming this arena for the Boston Celtics and the Bruins into a high-tech political stage set. Union workers with accents thick as chowder are hoisting one of 1,700 lights to a truss high overhead. The weight on the ceiling created the trickiest part of the construction, says Alan Rose. He's the convention hall director.
In order to hang all the trusses that you see with some 1,700 lights and 800 speakers, we needed to put supplemental steel in the roof of the Fleet Center. We put 59 pieces of steel weighing 65 tons in the Fleet Center, working 24 hours a day the first 5 days that we moved into the facility about 6 weeks ago. So that operation with the steel is one of the things that makes the set and stage design that you see today possible.
The stage design is wide and busy, with some innovations this year. Two podiums, not one, for multiple camera angles and backdrops from the dozens of plasma screen TVs on stage. Dominating the set, a 90-foot-long rear projection video screen that'll beam in live satellite images from around the country. They're calling this the Mosaic of Americans, senior citizens in Little Rock, farm families in Des Moines, Native Americans in Tucson. There are rows of prime seats on stage behind the podiums so that regular folks and party loyalists will be part of the action. And small stages where Alan Rose says people will speak from the floor.
One of the goals of the DNC has been to create an inclusive convention. And much of what you see on the stage is designed so that the speakers are connected to the delegates.
The design has Terry McAuliffe, chairman of the Democratic National Committee and chief party cheerleader, positively ecstatic.
I have heard that the Republicans have now seen our podium and are changing their podiums in reaction to what we have done. But what you feel here is the excitement. This is the Democratic Party. The flags, the video walls, the two speakers going at the same time. I think, people walk in and they say, wow, what a podium.
A little confusing? Too much stuff going on?
I hope not. I'm sorry. I like to see a lot of action going on. I think it's good. I think action's good. This is the Democratic Party. Positive, optimistic, energetic, enthused, coordinated, excited. That's what we're all about coming into this convention. I mean, our party, we're coming into this convention in the best shape we've ever come in the history of our party.
Still, one of the convention's goals is to introduce John Kerry to the American people, even though he has been running for president for a year and a half. Convention Chair Bill Richardson, governor of New Mexico and a one-time possible vice presidential pick, explains why he thinks people still don't know John Kerry.
The Republicans have spent $90 million telling unfair characterizations of him. And so there's a little bit of not just exposing our candidate to the American people for the first time, but turning them around on some misapprehensions the Republicans have created.
Standing behind huge red drums, 12 members of the Boston area Kwong Kau Chinese School Drum Ensemble are rehearsing for their not quite primetime slot on Thursday. There are also big names. Patti LaBelle will promise that change is gonna come. John Mellencamp will sing about the measured satisfaction of life in a small town on the night that small town native John Edwards speaks. And Carole King will assure Democrats that they do indeed have a friend. One final note, when John Kerry takes the stage Thursday night, he'll enter through the tunnels that lead to the Boston Bruins locker room. They had to build stairs in the tunnels to lead up to the stage, but then the ceiling was too low to allow for headroom. So the solution, says Convention Hall Director Alan Rose, was to cut out part of the concrete ceiling and run a test.
Senator Kerry is tall, but in order to test it, we had Walter McCarty, who plays for the Celtics, come in, and he went up and down those stairs, and he's 6'10", and he had some extra head clearance, too.
So if he can make it, then 6'4", John Kerry can make it, too.
He'll be all set.
Without mussing his hair.
Bob Barnhart to stage.
Melissa Block, NPR News, Boston.